Friends, welcome and thank you for coming tonight. This has been a successful year for many of us, and we have much to celebrate. The crowd clapped and Uncle Jorg quieted them down before continuing. Tonight, as tradition dictates, we have our current champion facing an opponent selected by the elders amongst us. Please join me in celebrating the strength and passion of our people. I present my two nephews, Ari Cameron and Luca Rudari. Gentlemen, give us a fair fight. Uncle George shook both their hands and stepped out of the ring with help from the crowd. Ari and Luca shook hands and then retreated to their corners. After a couple minutes, another gentleman rang a bell and they were off like a shot, circling each other with lethal prowess. The crowd's enthusiasm multiplied. Raven joined us and we three stood together silently. Luca threw the first punch right into Ari's bruised side and I cringed along with him. Rather than fearing he had hurt Ari, he looked grossly satisfied with himself as he danced around him to his other side. Ari recovered quickly and re-engaged Luca, making some jabs at his face and throwing him off balance. Luca countered with another blow to Ari's side. Ari was slower to straighten this time. Finn edged closer to him. Before Luca could land another shot, Ari threw a right hook and knocked him clear back toward the ropes. Luca was stunned and had to shake it off the hit. The bell rang, signifying the end of the first round. Finn grabbed Ari around the back of his neck and brought him down to him to whisper something in his ear. Ari drank some water and poured some on his knuckles, toweling them off. The runoff of water was pink from the blood, making me feel sick. How does someone win this? I turned to Bounce, desperate to understand what to look for. House rules are that you win when the opponent goes down for a 10 count. She showed some worry on her face as well. Raven had been animated like the rest of the crowd, yelling excitedly at the ring. It barely surprised me she was cheering for Luca. The bell rang out clearly, and the two fighters stepped back to the center, taking their positions. Luca came out fighting quickly, and Ari was immediately put on the defensive. After being peppered with a series of blows, he began fighting back. Getting one solid punch through Luca's onslaught and knocking him back toward his corner. Luca straightened and rushed him, getting an arm around him. He began hitting him repeatedly in his side. Finn began to step into the ring, but Ari got out of the hold and knocked Luca twice to the chin, causing him to fall to his knees. His man in the corner came out and began counting down from 10. Slowly, Luca got up, and that was the end of round 2. I don't think I can watch any more of this. I'm going to wait upstairs with the bartenders. Raven tried to convince me to stay as the dreaded bell announced round 3. I broke free of her and started making my way through the crowd. I heard the sound of flesh striking flesh and then a body hit the mat. I had to look. I stepped up 2 stairs to see clearly over the crowd. Ari was on the mat and Finn counting him down, growing more concerned with each number. Ari struggled to get up and once he was on 1 knee, Finn turned to go back to his corner. Before Ari was completely upright, Luca punched him hard in his side 1 more time. Enraged, Finn leapt from his corner and lashed out at Luca, knocking him to the ground with a solid punch that echoed through the room. The man from Luca's corner attacked Finn, and the bell started going off repeatedly as Uncle George pulled himself back into the ring, putting a stop to the struggle. Both Ari and Luca slowly got up. Everyone, quiet down. Back to your corners, both of you. He gestured angrily to Finn and Luca's partner. Luca's hit was fair. Ari had come up off both knees. With Fenton's interference, I named Luca this year's champion. He held up Luca's hand and the crowd roared with both approval and anger. After basking in the glory with no glance toward Ari, Luca went over to his corner and took a long drink of water, pouring some over himself and toweling off his tan, sweaty physique. Now, as is tradition, Luca, please tell us who you'd like to heal you this night. Uncle George waited for Luca to make his way back over to him. I noticed Luca begin scanning the crowd as he wiped his face 1 more time and threw down the towel. Ari had made his way over to Finn, clearly favoring his side. Luca caught my eye and released a lecherous grin, moving in closer to George. I was frozen to the step. "No, please don't say it," I pleaded quietly. "I choose Evelyn," She could bring me back from the dead. He laughed and pointed at me. Ari and Finn both shot him looks that could kill, but the most deadly came from Raven. The crowd began chanting and cheering me on. Two men took my hands and walked me over to the ring. Finn looked like he was going to throw another punch, while Ari stared at the floor. Uncle George held his hand out and pulled me into the ring as the other men hoisted me up. I just stood there, not sure what it was I was there to do. Before I had time to say anything, Luca grabbed me with commitment and crushed his lips to mine. I was startled, but that was my only response. There was no passion in me for him. After an infinite moment passed and the crowd's cheering waned, he pulled back from me and searched my eyes for any potential fire. Seeing none, he stepped away and pretended he was healed, staggering with his hand over his heart, entertaining the crowd once again. Ari took my hand and brought me over by him and Finn. Uncle George eyed our trio with strong curiosity. The match was over, and people began retiring upstairs as the band struck up the music. "Are you okay?" I turned to look more closely at Ari. He was battered and bruised, but his knuckles concerned me most. They were so swollen it looked like his hands could be broken. He assured me they weren't as he tried to put on a smile. Bounce, Raven, and Brinks joined us over in his corner. "Finn, nice right hook," Brinks exclaimed, slapping him on the back. "He deserved it. Sorry I cost you the fight, Ari." He looked at him with two apologies in his eyes. "Finn, don't ever apologize for having my back." He bowed his head to him in thanks, and the rest of us looked at each other with some hope. "Now, Luke is a dead man." Finn was off to challenge him now that the crowd was thinning. He pushed at his shoulder. "Luca, so good to see you again. I would have expected dirty fighting from Marco, but you? How disappointing." Luca's friends stepped between them, keeping them separated. Luca only smiled first and finished a long pull from his water. "Yes, well, I believe the punch to my chin communicated your opinion of my performance well enough. Evelyn, thank you for the kiss. It was rousing." Finn did his best to get closer to Luca, but Raven grabbed his arm, pulling him back to our corner. Raven whispered, "No, Finn. Leave him to me." Her pride was hurt, and that was going to cost Luca someday, I thought. I tentatively placed my hand on Finn as well, and he quieted. With a huff, he went to help Ari. I turned to Raven, feeling badly for upsetting her. "Raven, I'm so sorry. I probably just caught his eye by being on the staircase." I tried to gloss over why Luca would have chosen me. Clearly, it was an attempt to toy with Finn. It had worked well. "Oh, Evelyn, Luca will probably kiss 10 women before he lays his head down for the night. He hasn't been taught any better. It isn't your fault." She waved her hand like she did when a topic was over, but she never took her eyes off him. With Finn's help, Ari left the ring and climbed the stairs to the bedrooms while we joined the rest of the crowd on the main floor. With the party in full swing, he was expected to make an appearance, showing everyone he was okay. Soon, Finn came back down and got some ice out of the freezer. We just looked on with concern as he went back upstairs to tend to his friend. Well, one good thing has come out of Ari getting his ass handed to him repeatedly this week. He and Finn seem on the mend. Bounce laughed. Honestly, it was good to see an improvement in their relationship. Nobody likes to be the reason friends turn from each other, and I had felt like I had been one for the majority of my stay. Raven continued to pout despite the throngs of men that gathered around her by the dessert table. I did not see Luca anywhere, which suited me just fine. When Ari came back down with Finn at his side, the group cheered over the music. Brink circled the room, handling various amounts of money. I thought to myself that next year I'd stick by the buffet during the fight portion of the evening. It didn't bother me when I caught myself making plans to be with my new friends in the future. I couldn't explain it, but it felt like I belonged with them, and it had been a long time since I felt that I belonged anywhere.